Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome to this appeals and review meeting of the 13th of March 2019. I need to make everybody aware to start with that this meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available via the council's website. In addition, please be advised that under the openness of local government body regulations that other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any images or sound recordings is not under the council's control. If you have any queries about these arrangements, you can speak to somebody from Democratic Services. Thank you. the objectors for the first item have not yet arrived.
No.
If they arrive, they can join us. Apologies.
Well, some people were signing in downstairs, but.
Have we had apologies from P or is she?
No, I haven't had any apologies.
That's a way to see it. Well, but do we have a quorum?
We do, yes.
With excellent, fine. Right. The minutes of the previous meeting, I read them. I thought they were all right. Does anybody, everybody agree with them?
Agreed.
Good.
Yeah, thank you.
Disclosure of pecuniary or personal interest. Anything there? No. Okay, so we start with the item one, which is the old chapel in Wimesworld. And there I call upon the head of strategic support, or the representatives, to introduce the report. Oh, my son.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Simon Smith. I am the solicitor advisor on this committee tonight. I am a council officer. And the first matter which we'll look at today is the borough of Charnwood, the old chapel, 9 Whitehall Lane, Wimesworld, tree preservation order 2018. There has been an objection into the making of this order, which was provisionally made on the 19th of December 2018, and we are here today to discuss that objection. After that, we move on to a different matter altogether. The first tree is an ash tree. The second tree is a hawthorn. The second matter relates to the borough of Charnwood, 1 Brown Hill Crescent, Rothley.
Yes.
Tree Preservation Order 2018, which was made on the 20th of December 2018, and there is also an objection to that being made as well. Just to let everybody know, my advice is ordinarily based upon the tree evaluation method for preservation orders, which is generally the standard throughout councils in England and Wales at the moment.
Okay, excellent, thank you. Could I ask the Head of Planning and Regeneration to present the case for confirming the order?
Yes, my name is Mark Fennell. I'm the team leader for Natural and Built Environment. If I give you a little bit of background to the issues. The trees with this one consist of a young horse chestnut, a mature ash tree and a mature hawthorn, all of which contribute to the character of the conservation area and form part of the historic setting of the Grade 2 listed building and its associated churchyard. There is a planning history to this site, which sought to clear parts of the churchyard for some new development. There was a tree report that was submitted with that, which we'll come to later. Both the parish tree warden and the Conservation and Landscape Scheme objected to this application on the loss of trees and impact on the landscape character of the site and the impact on the conservation area and the setting of the listed building. This proposal for development was subsequently refused. We received a notice to undertake tree works in a conservation area for the three trees in question. And a decision was made on that application, or that notification, on the 22nd of October 2018 to make a TPO. And that was served on the 18th of December 2018. There has been an objection to this TPO. However, the council considered that the objection is not justified. The reaction of the council in this instance was appropriate. The trees were evaluated to be of sufficient immunity value by virtue of their respective qualities and their association with the listed building and the historic heritage attribute. Government guidance sets out that visibility, size and form, future potential for amenity and cultural and historic value contribute to the relationship with the landscape contribution of the character and appearance of the conservation area, and that the trees meet government guidance criteria for assessing their amenity value. The horse chestnut meets most criteria set out by the government guidance for assessing amenity. And turning to the tree report that came in with the original application to develop the sign, the ash tree was rated as category B, which means it has landscape value in this tree report, and assessed it was in a good physical condition and moderate arboricultural amenity. It's therefore my opinion that this objection should be dismissed, and the committee therefore is recommended to confirm the order with the minor modifications to correct the schedule to state that a hawthorn instead of a holly.
Thank you very much. Yes, I spent quite a while in confusion as to where the holly came from. one question was going to be, is that holly actually big enough and mature enough to warrant it, I think, here?
The answer to that.
I won't have to have a look.
I haven't assessed it myself, so it's difficult to answer that question, Mr. Chairman. But as the holly's being removed, I guess.
Is the holly being removed, is it?
Well, it's modified to replace the hawthorn with the holly. I think a mistake was made in terms of assessing it.
So, which tree are we talking about, the hawthorn or the holly?
We are looking to serve. To confirm the TPM for both the horse chestnut, the mature ash,
yes,
and the mature hawthorn.
Hawthorn, okay. So the holly is...
Yeah, in the provisional TPO, the hawthorn is identified as a holly.
Yes.
So you're simply just replacing one for the other.
Quite easy to do that from a photograph, because of the front garden, right? Okay, anybody else, any questions?
That was going to be my question, actually, because it does say that the site was visited. So I wondered how it could get mixed up, but I suppose if it was covered in holly, it was difficult to tell. Forgive me, I don't know very much about trees. Is a hawthorn actually a tree and not a bush?
It is, yes.
It is, right, thank you. That's all I need.
I mean, so hedge why you keep it that way, but its aspirations to become a tree. Okay, the other thing that I picked up was the infestation of leaf miner. Well, which tree has that, and how serious?
I believe it's the horse chestnut. Although the arboricultural report that was contained in the planning application did identify the condition of the tree, both the hawthorn, the ash, and the horse chestnut was good. Looking at that report, it doesn't, although you know the owners identified the leaf miner,
yes.
the assessment doesn't seem to suggest that that's a major issue, and that report has given a, in terms of the life expectancy of the trees, has given a 40-year plus for all three of the trees.
Okay. None of the trees are, well, they're visible from the road, they're not prominent from the road, I would say.
Yes, they're visible, yes.
I mean,
they're set back into the soil.
To the left of the chapel you get the hollies, which is the most prominent one, then behind that you get the hawthorn, and behind that you get the ash.
Yeah.
And the chestnut, I had quite a battle deciding which garden it was in, because it's behind an outbuilding and I had to go sort of up the lane and then turn to the next corner, and then I could see that it was actually on their garden. So do you take any, you place any importance on how prominent it is from the road? Or?
It's one of the evaluations, yes, but I think also you need to take into consideration the cumulative value of trees as well, rather than just as individual specimens. And I think in this case that is what they contribute to the characteristics of that churchyard. as well as to the street scene.
Okay. Anybody have any comments you want to make?
That's the only question I had.
Okay, thank you. Okay then, I think we'll just pop outside.
So if I just state for the recording that obviously the objector is not here today, but obviously you have got...
It's a pity I don't
have to record. Yeah, but obviously you have got their objection written in the agenda pack for you, which I'm sure you've had a chance to look at. But obviously the committee wants to now step outside and make a decision.